Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everybody who locked in. To the first two. We get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. We opened up the show, hour number one. We talked about the Sweet 16. We talked about the other 16 teams that lost, that they went home. Some of them are less thrilled than others. Yeah, John Calipari running around just dissing the opposition, talking about, oh, yeah, the little guy, the little kid beat us. The 5'8" guy beat us as Kansas State smacked out Kentucky from the tournament. Drew Timmy wasn't necessarily happy with the smack talk from TCU fans. Speaking of smack talk, John Morant needs to get used to it. He made his return to the Memphis Grizzlies bench tonight. It looks like John Morant will be back to playing basketball as soon as this Wednesday as the Grizzlies host the Rockets. We've seen some coaches move around. Rick Pitino has a new job, officially the new head coach of the St. John Red Storm, and Ed Cooley. He is leaving Providence. Ed Cooley is sticking around in the Big East, except for he is replacing Patrick Ewing at Georgetown. Yeah, a lot of change in faces in D.C. And Ed Cooley isn't the only person who's showing up in town. It's been reported that Magic Johnson might be a part of the potential ownership group with Josh Harris looking to purchase the Washington Commanders from that. Well, let me be careful with my words here. Yeah, I had to pause. Almost forgot I was on the radio for a minute. Not really. Very professional. That, even though I have to measure my word. Daniel Snyder, whatever you want to call him, whatever adjective you want to place there, yeah, Daniel Snyder, it looks like he's going to be out sooner than later before the NFL owners push him out. Maybe the Commanders will be sold by then. So we got a lot to do. Roger Goodell looks like he's going to get a new deal. I want to get into Cam Newton. He's going to have a very, very busy Tuesday. He's going to be participating in Auburn's Pro Day as Cam Newton is trying to get back into the NFL. So we got a lot to discuss. We even have a bunch of callers on the line. I want to make sure that we get them in. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you've missed a minute of the show, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Who do we got here? Chad, calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Chad?
JR, how are you, my friend? How are you?
I'm very well. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I'm going to take a step back and just let's talk about how much sports has to do with how much enjoyment a city has. San Diego is a buzz right now between the San Diego State Aztecs, my team, my squad, my school, yes, along with the San Diego Padres. We have potentially Yu Darvish starting against the USA team tomorrow. We had, I think, 14 players take off to the tournament, and now we have baseball coming up. We have the Sweet 16. We have Alabama, who, don't be surprised if my Aztecs roll through that tide. And I just wanted to say, the effect that sports has on a town is, it's more than just sports. It's something that's transcendental, I guess you could say. That it just, you're walking down the street now and everybody is, hey, how you doing? So I just wanted to say, first off, love your show. I love the fact that the San Diego is doing so well in sports right now, but at the same time, I did want to talk about the World Baseball Classic. A lot of drama around whether or not players should play or not. Listen, things are going to happen. Life is short. I mean, yes, you had some bad things happen to Altuve. You had some bad things happen on other teams for other squads. But at the same time, look at what happens when they're here. I mean, even our Padres, Juan Soto, he's stressing out his obliques. We had our boy Austin Nola get shaved across his chin and got split open in spring training. Things are going to happen in this sport. And I don't know what your take is on this, but the WBC, I love it. I love it. It is the Olympics of baseball, especially when you've got all the superstars playing. What is your take? Do you want to see this thing go away, or do you like it the way it is?
I don't give a damn about it at all. I don't. I'd venture to say I would definitely not say it's the Olympics of baseball. In the Olympics, you have a variety of sports where people participate all over the world, and we know some regions stronger than others. I mean, the United States of America has the benefit of just being hey, everybody from all over planet Earth, come to America. And so we always walk away with a ton of medals in a variety of sports. But I'm not going to say that the United States of America is strongest in a sport like soccer or football, as the rest of the world would call. I'm not going to say the United States of America is strong in, you know, long distance running. But when it comes to baseball, like a good majority of planet Earth ain't playing baseball. And so it's a stretch for me to call it the Olympics. We're talking about something that has a history of more than a century, while the World Baseball Classic has been here for the better part of like 15 years. So I don't think that the interest is there. I think there's more international interest from the countries that participate. So Japan, we could think about just the South America, some of the islands. They're feeling it. But, I mean, I don't think the enthusiasm is there the same way here in stateside.
What about, like, the World Cup, for example? I mean, we're never going to hold a torch in the World Cup, you know?
Soccer in the United States of America?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think there might be a day. I may not be alive to see it. You may not be alive to see it. It's taken a very slow burn. I'm talking decades upon decades upon decades for people to care about soccer here in this country, where you can even have an MLS the way it is now, and it's still growing. But I would venture to say that it's crazy to think that the United States of America will never win a World Cup. Damn it, it may take 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, but no, they're competitive. They go. They may get their asses whooped. Everybody all over the planet, people play soccer. It's a global game everywhere. You can go into slums anywhere. People are kicking a ball. Man, people ain't swinging bats everywhere.
But we're kicking balls a lot less here than they are in Wales and in Scotland.
Kicking
you
balls?
Know what I mean? So I could weigh the two against each other and say that they're pretty similar in that regard. Yeah,
they're not. I can go anywhere on planet Earth. Anywhere on planet Earth. People are kicking a football. I cannot go to India, where I've frequented quite a bit, and find people swinging a baseball. They play cricket. They don't give a damn about no baseball. I'm not going into Middle Eastern countries and seeing that. People in the UK ain't playing baseball. People in Africa ain't playing baseball. Outside of Japan, I can go into China for the most part. They ain't starved over baseball. They are basketball crazy. And so to look at the WBC, the popularity isn't there the same way. And people historically, and thank you, Chad, I've been kicking soccer balls forever. Forever, 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 forever. I mean, we got a tough time here, flat period. And Shep talked about this. Just with the popularity of baseball in America, period. I got no problem with anybody in the W. I got no problem with no WBC. For me, it don't do it. I don't care. I'm not interested. I'm going to turn the game on tomorrow. I'll put it on in the background before I come into the studio. But I'm just like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. I know somebody who knows how to make money when I see it. That's what Major League Baseball has done. They're trying to increase interest in the game. Well, good. Congratulations. Can you do it in the regular season? I'm just asking. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is here from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I think you hit on a couple of points I was just going to say. Couple of things. One, the people who are complaining about, you know, players playing, I don't want to see our top talent playing in the WBC, is just dumb. Like, it's just stupid because we complain that these players are making way too much money, which, listen, they are. $50 million to play a game is a lot of money. I'd play for nothing. So now we get people going out there and playing. I mean, they're not making a ton of money to play in the WBC, and they're playing for the love of the game. I mean, the game's been broken for years. I've watched it my entire life. It's the reason why we got to turn bases into pizza boxes and put runners on second and DH, no DH. It's like they're constantly trying to figure out why is attendance down, why the game's so long, why do we need a pitch clock. So to your point, a lot of the interest has been gone in the U.S., which is why they're trying to market this as a global game to many, many people, not just in the U.S., because we lost a lot of fans here, but globally. I mean, it's the reason why Japan is pitching again, or, you know, Otani or Darvish or whoever's going to pitch against the U.S. tomorrow, these players wouldn't even be that popular right now had they not been putting more interest out globally. So, yes, it's a huge marketing ploy, and it needs to happen, and I think it's better for the game. But I'm just tired of people complaining because their favorite player got hurt. Just because Diaz got hurt jumping up and down, like, I want to see that. I mean, you're also talking about a payroll that's $500 million. They'll be okay. I'm not real worried about it.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, for calling from Chicago. Yeah, the Mets got Dave Robertson, but that ain't Diaz. But Dave Robertson's pretty damn good, or can be. And I'd be very interested to see over the next several years. Okay, yeah, sure. We got a lot of athletes that are being marketed at the World Baseball Classic. What good is it doing Major League Baseball besides the bottom line? And isn't that what they always care about? Like, how can we get the money? Oh, we did something to grow the game. I'm sorry. Are we going to have more Japanese fans watching an MLB product throughout the course of the year because of the WBC? I mean, we had Israel. Israel had a team in the WBC. And they got smacked up. What a shock, right? What a surprise. They got smacked around. Am I supposed to think that we have more fans sitting around watching MLB because of Israel's participation in the WBC? Are they supposed to start, like, watching, I don't know, watching the Dodgers now? I mean, what are we doing here? If baseball wants to flip some of this money, then market the talent that you got already, which they do a poor, terrible job. Worse than anybody. 855-212-4CBS. Jacob is here from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jacob?
I think that the WBC is 100% worthwhile, and I think that it's great for the game of baseball. And I just wanted to mention also that Tyler Glasnow actually did an interview talking about that today, or came out today or something, and he just mentioned that it's something that a lot of the players want to do, and it's hard to get into sometimes. He mentioned that some of the DR teammates he had didn't even get invited, and they were upset about it. But think it's great for the game of baseball, and I think that all the players, you know, would love to do it if they get the shot.
Why do you think it's good for the game of baseball?
Because I think that, you know, it's going to grow the fan base, and it'll also help, hey, even if, like, your team's got some prospect that's playing for their team and gets to play, you know, see them start on a team. It's just the stars are also love to play for their team and represent their country, and they play with a lot of electricity in these games. A lot more exciting than spring training. So.
Oh, it is, without a shadow of a doubt. I'd venture to say that you would have teams, and thank you, Jacob, whether they're from Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic, or you want to start thinking about Mexico. Where else are you telling me that people are yelling and screaming and losing their minds with enthusiasm over the game? The USA? Like, the biggest I've heard anything. Okay, so Japan had a walk-off against Mexico tonight. Last week in Phoenix, Arizona, I believe it was Mexico playing a game, and they packed out the, Chase Field. I was just there. They packed out Chase Field, and they had a good old time. I ain't heard nothing about the United States. What is Team USA doing besides going to the final? Where's the enthusiasm? I think most people would be more thrilled with their team winning the World Series than Team USA. And so, yeah, it's a regional thing. But my point is, how many regions? How many regions we talking about that are going head over heels over the WBC? Brennan is calling from Toronto. What's up, Brennan?
How's it going? It's good to be on. I just wanted to point out, I think that you're 100% right in saying that there is a little bit of a lack of interest in this tournament stateside. I do think that in terms of the younger fans, baseball-wise, if there are any, we know there are some, but I think this tournament is much more interesting and engaging for them than a overall MLB season. I've seen that. But more so, I just want to touch on some of the, you know, in Asia, obviously not just Japan, Taiwan, national sport baseball, South Korea, big baseball country. And the growth, I think, has been seen in, you know, Randy Arozarena's, you know, arms to his chest celebration. I've seen videos now of little leaguers in Mexico, little kids doing that when they hit the ball, or the pepper shaker from Lars Nootbaar for Japan. I've seen that in, you know, Japanese soccer league. They're doing that now. It's something that I think is good for the game overall. You might be right. It is just a marketing ploy, but at the end of the day, I do think it's, you know, watching these games, I think they're more exciting than every single of the 162 in the regular season and pretty much any playoff game that isn't your home team.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brendan, for calling from Toronto. I just think it's too small of a sample size. And I've seen some of the clips from Randy and people putting their arms and under their chest and leaning over to the side. How long does that last? And yeah, baseball is in it to make money. But the problem with baseball is, You gotta look forward, not just towards today, and that's their biggest problem. And they have looked towards the future. This is now a 15-year investment. And so every year, as far as I'm concerned, they're getting more attention over the WBC. Well, who cares next year? What is the marker for this year? You know, I don't think I'm going to wake up and find out that this is, David Stern's version of, oh man, we are growing the NBA, where in a few years we will have a Giannis and a Jokic and an Embiid. I mean, I don't think that's the case. So I got no problem with it, but I think a lot of it outside of revenue is overstated, especially as it relates to Major League Baseball, the interest. What's changing? I don't see nothing. Dylan. Or Dylan, caller from San Diego. What? How do you pronounce your name, Dylan? Is it Dylan?
Last time you said Dylan, but yeah, Dylan.
Good. What's up, Dylan?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing I agree on is that obviously they can market the players way better, but in terms of the WBC, I think more than just bottom line, I mean, seeing different teams, like let's say the UK, for example, people that aren't normally, you know, super into baseball watching it for the first time, you know, introducing new kids to it. I think overall it's just going to bring more people to the sport, bring more young people playing the game, just overall, which eventually, you know, they all come to MLB.
That's a hope. I also think it's a stretch. We'll find out further down the line. If I'm not optimistic. The WBC is here for what? It's been here 2 weeks? 2 weeks? 3 weeks max? We're about to go into an MLB season that lasts months. And then we will see no WBC. And you tell me what the long-term effects are. I think they're short. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We come back on the other side of the break. I want to tell you about Rick Pitino. This man has a new job at St. John's University. And then I want to tell you about someone in the NFL, formerly of the NFL, formerly an MVP in the NFL. He is looking for work. His name is Cam Newton. He's ready to get back into the league. We'll talk about it. I'll get to your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to you all the time. I got to take my wife to and from the airport all the time. Love listening to your show. I love that you speak the truth about everything.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. Let's talk about someone who doesn't speak the truth. He's the new head coach of St. John's basketball. We won't see him anymore in the tournament because his team got beat up by UConn, and that happens to be Rick Pitino. Yeah, the Iona Gales, they lost to UConn 87-63. And in one sentence, Rick Pitino was just like, yeah, I ain't thinking about my future. And then the next day, he basically is having full-on negotiations with St. John's. And we found out today it's official. He's going to be joining St. John's on what has been a reported six-year deal. And so this happens to be another stepping stone for Rick Pitino. I want you to hear Rick Pitino after losing to UConn. He was asked about his future. Is he going to stick around with Iona? Is he going to stay? And is he going to go? And he's like, I can't think about that right now. Listen to this.
I know this is a delicate question after the game, but is this your last game coaching at Iona?
I really don't have an answer to it, and to be honest with you, I have no idea if it is or isn't. Because I've focused everything on this game, trying to develop a plan to beat Connecticut. And they just physically dominated us on the glass and in the low post. And it really taught me a lesson of what you need to compete at this level. And we didn't have the front court that can compete at this level. So it taught me a lot of what Iona needs in the future.
Man, you ain't thinking about no damn Iona in the future. Going to be at St. John's now. And the minute that he can get his ass up out of St. John's, he'll be there too. He'll be out of there. He ain't trying to stick around at St. John's. He wants to take the money. He wants to coach in New York. They're going to have a press conference for Rick Pitino Tuesday at Madison Square Garden. You can bet your ass St. John's, which uses Madison Square Garden as like a secondary home court, they're going to try to have even more games there.
So, JR, he is 70. He did sign a six-year contract. What is end game for Rick Pitino?
He's going to hope to strike it rich here at St. John's over the next 2 or 3 years and try to go back to a gigantic school. That's it.
Okay. So, Kentucky, you know, is not going to be off. Calipari is going to be there for a while. He's significantly younger than Pitino. So where does he want to land? Because St. John's, if he can get them relevant again, the Luke Karnesecca days, as you alluded to, that's a big-time college basketball job.
It is. I don't know if college basketball is set up that same way.
Hey, so a third stint in the NBA?
Hell no.
Okay, got it.
No, Rick Pitino is not. No, hell no. I don't think the NBA wants Rick Pitino, and he is not. He ain't there to coach, I want to say, grown men. He's not there. The respect level isn't there. You think about some of the coaches in the NBA. Like, they're former coaches, but the coaches are relatively young. Like, let's throw Greg Popovich out the window. You'd really have to just go and think about who the next oldest coach is.
Doc's up there. Doc's 60.
Yeah, but that's not...
Carlisle's in his 60s.
Yeah, but that's not old. Like, Rick Carlisle, how old is Rick Carlisle? What, just hit 60?
60. Doc's 60, I believe. Carlisle is 64, I believe.
Yeah, but the majority of the coaches in the NBA.
Yeah, Hardy, absolutely. Hardy, Mazzulla, 100%.
Dudes,
they're young guys. Ty Lue,
these
yep.
dudes are in their late 30s, their 40s. Like, the NBA, the coaches are relatively young.
They're younger than me, JR, which is insane. Joe Mazzulla and Will Hardy are younger than me.
Well, that's not surprising. These guys have just kind of made their bones on benches for years, or they were assistants, like Hardy coming out of Boston, and they got their shot. They got their chance. So ain't nobody in the NBA outside of Greg Popovich who basically hired himself for the job more than 25 years ago.
Poor Bob Hill.
Yeah, he just gave him the boot, and he took Tim Duncan. God bless him. Greg Popovich came out swimming now, didn't he? Nobody ain't listening to no 70-year-old coach in the NBA. And so Rick Pitino, yeah, will he stay at St. John's? I guess. Do I see St. John's winning, like, a championship? Come on, that's tough. That's a tough thing. And then the talent is just all over the place. So it's not like you're going to have everybody in New York City screaming, oh, my God, I got to play for Rick Pitino. I'm not so sure. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Good evening, JR. Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Positive. Hey, I got to ask you. Mm-hmm. The penalties levied against Ja Morant, do you feel that they were justified, number one? I'm going to hang up, listen to your answer. Everybody go for your dreams, and everybody remember, agents of inclusion. It's number one. Love you, JR. Have a great night, and I'll be listening. You're the best.
Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. And thank you for also promoting my podcast with Special Olympics. Yes, please go check out Agents of Inclusion if you want to listen to people be honest, unlike Mr. Pitino. But do I think Ja Morant was... That the punishment was justified? Chef, that was the question, right? That what he asked me?
Correct. The punishment's levied against him, yes.
Yeah, I do. Do I think they could have come down harder? Yeah, I do. I'm not mad. If I had it my way, I'd make the guys sit out the rest of the season. But maybe I'm a jerk. That's also a high probability. If you don't have any hardcore evidence to sit him out for making dumbass decisions, then fine. I think if there was anything that the NBA found, that this was on the plane, that he did this wrong, he did something dumb as hell. And they couldn't find anything else to back him up. So I think if they did, we would not see Ja Morant back potentially this upcoming Wednesday. I can't knock the NBA. But me, he got real life issues. And I don't think they just go away in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It's a business, though. That much I understand. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin calling from Mississippi.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
I don't know. I've been listening to you for quite a while because I listen to Bobby Hebert and them when they talk.
Oh, Bobby Hebert, my guy, man. Those are my guys on WWL.
And my other buddies over there,
Mike D'Italia,
on the radio station, yeah.
Yes. But what else you got? What's on your mind?
About the world baseball thing. So it's like, I think it's good for baseball because baseball is kind of slow. You know, I mean, I'm a LSU fan. You know, I'm in Mississippi. I should be like a Mississippi fan, but LSU's always been my heart. And, you know, they're doing pretty good. I'm just wondering what your take is on that situation. I mean, if the world is looking for baseball, why not let the world have baseball?
Yeah, I hear you.
Why are you down on it? I mean, I don't understand your optimism. I don't understand why you ain't promoting it.
I'm not promoting. What do you mean? I'm promoting it by talking about it. I just don't care for it.
Why?
Why?
I mean,
it doesn't have historical value. There is nothing or no one that
it's brand new.
That's the point, Kevin.
The point is, when baseball first come out, it was brand new.
Well, baseball's been around longer than you and or I. Hold on, Kevin. You asked me a question. Kevin, hold on.
Okay.
You asked me a question. Can I answer it uninterrupted? You don't sound too confident.
You always do, so it don't matter. Go ahead. You
well,
can
thank
go
you.
First.
Well, not necessarily. Well, thanks. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, it is the JR Sport Brief Show. I just found that out. Look, there is no historical significance to this tournament for me. That's number one. Number two, there is no player or no collection of players that I go, oh, my God, I want to rally around these guys on Team USA. Three, I'm more interested in the regular season. I have no interest, and I don't see the WBC as having an impact on anything that I watch 4 months from now, 5 months from now, 6, 8 months, next year, the year after that. There's none. And so for me, this is a blip. I can understand the significance hold on. No one can hear you, Kevin. You're on hold. Unless you are a player. I'll say that again. Unless you are a player, or unless you're a fan from one of the countries that outside of America who are having success, I'm just like, I shrug my shoulders at it. To each his own. What's so difficult about saying, I don't care about the WBC? What's so difficult to understand about that? Well, because we have a segment of folks who love the WBC. I can't say I could care less. What's the problem? Let's see if Kevin is here. Go ahead, Kevin.
You cut me off?
Yeah, no, I didn't cut you off. I told you that no one could hear you, but now you're back.
Okay. Was I getting too radical? I apologize, Gerald.
No, you weren't too radical, but I just wanted to make it clear that I gave you a full road and stretch to speak, and then when I tried to respond, you kept talking under me, so I put you on hold. But go ahead.
Well, I didn't want to overrun you. I was just trying to enlighten you a little bit. You know, you're in the dark ages. You have been for, I don't know, about 2 years now. I listened to you for, I don't know how long. I've been listening to Bobby Hebert and them. They've been talking a long time. Y'all come on after that, and I sit in my bed and I listen because I have nothing else to do in my life.
Okay.
And I love you. I love the other idiots that come on. talking about Bobby and them. I'm talking about JR and
Okay. All right, Kevin. All right, I gotta run now. Thank you, I appreciate you.
I know none of that's gonna make it on the air, but hey, I love you anyway. Just
I love you too.
Try to be open minded, man. Look, open your mind a little bit and just think.
Oh,
where,
I am.
We're that will take baseball.
Okay.
To take baseball to the next level.
All right, Kevin. I think I know. Unfortunately, okay. All right. I think I know a lot about baseball, its financial structure, its pitfall. I think I know. I have a good idea about it. I appreciate you for calling from Mississippi. Hey, Marco, I'm in the dark ages. First time I ever heard that before.
Yeah, apparently. How about that? And it's about the World Baseball Classic. Who knew?
Yeah, I know. How about that?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? Been listening to you for a good little while now. Called in a couple times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
So before we went to break, I told you about Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino going to be moving on to St. John's, leaving Iona behind. And there's another coach, a little bit further up. Yeah, just a little bit from Westchester County and New York City. Well, we got to go a little bit further than that. We got to go up to Providence. We got to go up to Rhode Island. And we have to take a look at Ed Cooley, who is no longer the head coach of the Friars, because he's going to the nation's capital. He's going to Washington, D.C., where he will lead the Georgetown Hoyas. And let's be real. He cannot do any worse than what Patrick Ewing did. And Ed Cooley, last year, we had Providence go to the Sweet 16. This year, they just lost to Kentucky, so the Friars got out of there. But Ed Cooley, in 12 years at Providence, he went to seven tournaments in the past 9 years. Georgetown, we know they almost went on a 30-game losing streak in the Big East. And so Ed Cooley's going to be able to turn things around, I see, for Georgetown. Because it can't get any worse than what unfortunately happened under Patrick Ewing. And so Ed Cooley's moving on. But even he is, I don't know if it's good-natured, probably. They're not bothering him too much. But there were a couple of fans, young fans, who probably were, who knows, probably in elementary school when he started at Providence. ABC6 spoke to some of these students, and they said it's kind of bittersweet with Ed Cooley moving on. Listen to this.
All I can remember is Coach Cooley. Like, Coach Cooley is the face of Providence College, the face of Providence Friars. Even beyond basketball, like, he's in all our ads, all our commercials.
I'm a Cooley guy through and through, but if he leaves here, that's it's a wound that's tough to heal. What happened to us? We together, family Friars.
Hey, right?
Benedict Arnold, yeah.
It's a wound that's tough to heal? You'll get over it. I mean, whoever said that, the young man had to have been 20 years old. He'll get over it. Wound that's tough to heal. There'll be more important things that take place in life. And when he returns back up to Providence, they're going to give him a nice ovation. Maybe they'll put together a video package and the world will go on. Ed Cooley will make his coin. He will make his money. And then all will be right with the world. Someone else probably, maybe, hopefully, on his way to Washington, D.C. What happened to be Magic Johnson? Yeah. And what the hell does Magic Johnson have to do with Washington, D.C.? Well, it was reported today by various outlets that Magic Johnson has joined or teamed up with Josh Harris, who owns the Sixers and the Devils, to be a minority owner in the group that hopefully buys the Washington Commanders. Josh Harris is worth more than $7 billion. The last time Magic Johnson got involved, I should say, we know he wasn't a minority owner with the Dodgers. I think he put up about $50 million of his own money in 2011. And so this would be a good look. Everybody likes Magic Johnson for the most part. I don't think not everybody's universally liked, but nobody got no beef with Magic Johnson. We know about his successes in different businesses, whether it be movie theaters or Starbucks, etc., and the like. And he was a great public face for the Dodgers as they were purchased by Guggenheim Partners more than a decade ago. And to be honest, I don't care who buys the Commanders. It'd be nice to have representation in the NFL, someone like Magic Johnson there, although he'd be a minority owner. Still a league that has even few minority owners. But Magic Johnson is a likable dude. He's like the opposite of Daniel Snyder, who's just seems to me to be a terrible human being. And so good luck to everybody who happens to be a fan of the Commanders, because let's be real here. if this man is not gone or doesn't sell over the next few weeks, are the owners going to try to force him out? Or are they too scared? Has Daniel Snyder got dirt on everybody? Is he hiring PIs and investigators to dig up dirt? It seems like it already. The sooner this man is gone, the better for everybody involved. 855-212-4CBS. Mario, how about this? He's calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mario?
Hey, JR. How are you tonight?
I'm good. What's up?
Not much, man. First time, long time. Oz is in you on the way home from work late night, so it's a pleasure to talk to you. Interesting timing. You're hitting above D.C. notes, I would say, this evening. But I was calling initially about the Ja Morant comment you had made about being a jerk, so to speak. I think certainly, let's just say, he got caught with the gun on Instagram. It's not the first time he had it, just the first time he got caught with it. So, you know,
we don't know that.
We don't know.
So I'm not going to speculate. That I think that's useless to speculate or say that because we don't know.
Fair point. Just more speak on maybe his behavior at this point has led to that point. And now it's he deserved maybe a little more of a punishment. I think I agree with you about the being suspended for the rest of the season. More time to kind of, you know, reassess his point in his life, the people around him, so to speak. So maybe the punishment wasn't enough for his benefit maybe yet, I would say. But yeah,
we're
going to
find
with you,
out. You're welcome, Mario. Thank you. We have no idea. Like, I hope that Ja Morant is, let's just say, quote-unquote, learned his lesson. I hope. I mean, anyone who's lived a decent amount of life knows that, you know, typically changes don't happen over two-week spans. And he went to rehab. We don't know what he went there or a counseling facility, whatever it's called. He went for a few days. Like, change is habitual. Change doesn't happen overnight. Like, you have to change your behavior over time before you see results. Can you, quote-unquote, be scared straight? Yeah, you can. But that doesn't always necessarily just automatically invite change. And so for his benefit, I hope that he has learned and that he changes his behaviors. There's only one way to figure out. Time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Cam Newton, he wants to be back. You'll hear from him on the other side. Don't move.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at Goalie.com today.